Giuseppe Puglisi was born on September 15, 1937, to a working-class family in Palermo, Italy. From this working-class home, Puglisi learned the roughness of his crime-ridden neighborhood and refused to participate in the petty criminal activity on the streets. He joined the seminary at the youthful age of 16 with an aim to become a priest and fight back against rampant crime and corruption. In 1960, at the age of 23, Puglisi was ordained a priest and sent to work in various parishes. On October 1, 1970, he was appointed parish priest of Godrano, a small village in the province of Palermo, marked by a bloody feud, where he remained until July 31, 1978, and succeeded in reconciling the families, torn by violence with the power of forgiveness. In addition to his priestly vocation, Father Puglisi worked as teacher in different schools of Palermo, getting closer to young people and learning about their world. His archbishop, Cardinal Ernesto Ruffini, had a passive attitude towards the mafia, even claiming at one point that they were fictional and that nobody knew what the mafia really was. However, Father Puglisi was well aware of the mafia influence in his parish and suggested that Cardinal Ruffini needed to be corrected. As a priest, he was known for speaking out against injustice, including communism, the mafia, and problems within the church. Father Puglisi was also passionately involved in youth ministry and in promoting religious vocations. In 1990, he was transferred to the parish of San Gaetano in the mafia-ridden neighborhood of Brannaccio. Father Puglisi's approach in the crime-controlled neighborhood was the same: to win over the young people and to be a pastor to his flock. Father Puglisi was not a typical anti-mafia priest. He did not organize rallies or make public condemnation of the mafia, and that was why the mafia saw him as dangerous. Father Puglisi was considered to be more dangerous because he educated young people. His main targets were the youth. He would convince the boys of the neighborhood not to steal or quit school and encourage them away from the mafia, who would often use children to traffic drugs and other illicit materials. Father Puglisi preached against the mafia, banned them from leading religious processions, and even stealthily gave clues to the authorities about their latest activities in his homilies. It was even revealed that he was threatened by the mafia many times. He refused money from the organization and denied awarding a contract to repair his church roof to an organization the mafia recommended. Unable to control him with money or intimidation, Father Puglisi became a target for the organization. On September 15, 1993, two hitmen approached him in front of his parish. Father Puglisi spoke his last words, greeting the man with a smile, saying, "I've been expecting you." One of the men then fired a single bullet at point-blank range, killing the priest. The bold priest was rushed to the hospital, where doctors could not revive him. He passed away on his 56th birthday, September 15th, 1993. The beatification of Father Giuseppe Puglisi took place on May 25th, 2013, with a mass performed by the Metropolitan Archbishop of Palermo, Cardinal Paolo Romero. Blessed Giuseppe Puglisi, pray for us.